Hey everybody, this is Charles Terry from HauntersDigest.com, and you're listening to the best new show in the haunt industry, The Big Scary News.
Greetings, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, and anything else listening. My name is Drew Badger from The Big Scary Show, and welcome to The Big Scary News, an offshoot of The Big Scary Show where we bring you all the latest up-to-the-minute news and goings-on in the haunt, horror, and Halloween industry that you need to know, plus an exclusive interview that you won't hear anywhere else. The Big Scary News is very proudly sponsored by Froggy's Fog. Get all your fog products from frog juice to scents to foggers and more only at froggiesfog.com. And now, without further ado, here is the Big Scary News. We start off with some news on our 2100th like. The Big Scary Show and Big Scary News would like to give a shout out to Amanda Spearman of Atlanta, GA, for being our 2100th like on Facebook. Thank you, Amanda. Remember, every 100th like we get on Facebook gets a shout out from us. So thank you again, Amanda Spearman of Atlanta, for listening to the show, and please tell all your friends to do the same. We have some convention news from Haunt X in Reno, Nevada, announcing Thursday's advanced class, Open Your First Haunted Attraction Without Losing an Arm and a Leg, by none other than Leonard Pickle. It's an all-day class to learn the tricks of the trade opening a new professional haunt. Learn more about this class, as well as others, guests, vendors, and much, much more about Haunt X, happening May 9th through the 11th in Reno, Nevada at hauntx.com. On a side note, I'll be teaching a class or two at Haunt X, so come on out and say hi. We have this news from Reaper House Entertainment's 13-hour horror-themed camping experience in Orange, Connecticut. Coming July 11th and 12th, or July 12th and 13th, to Orange, Connecticut, summer 2014 ushers in a new era of haunted attraction in the New England area with Reaper House Entertainment's Terror Trails experience. Terror Trails is a 13-hour horror-themed overnight camping experience which immerses participants in a live horror story. Here, terror comes in many forms, whether you're performing a native ritual alone in the woods, escaping a band of marauders, or simply closing your eyes to rest. Every camper will face the terrors that lurk in the darkness at some point throughout the night. At Terror Trails, campers will be greeted with a buffet-style barbecue dinner, followed by a seemingly harmless, traditional scary campfire story. However, at Terror Trails, nothing is harmless. As the campers listen to the story will suddenly come to life around them, setting the outdoor stage for the evening to come. Campers will then be separated into groups to complete a series of dares, challenges, and missions. But watch out. The woods are known to be infested with all sorts of spirits and creatures from the netherworld. The terror will continue into the dark of the night. However, Terror Trails will ensure sufficient time for participants to sleep. Terror Trails will conclude at 9 o'clock in the morning after breakfast. Participation in any portion of the night's activities is not mandatory. However, those who elect to just hang out around the campfire and watch the latest horror movie will still be subject to random startles and scares. For more info, search for 13-Hour Horror-Themed Camping Experience on Facebook. We have this update from Crypticon Seattle. While entry for the Crypticon Seattle Makeup Contest has closed, folks are just starting to sign up for the 2014 Crypticon Makeup Classes. We're excited to remind you of our instructors, Don Warner of Monsters, Moulage, and Mayhem, Roy Woolley of Face Off fame and Roy Woolley FX, and 2012 Makeup Contest winner, Dutch and Brecky Bill Harry of Contours FX Contours Face and Body Art. If you're a makeup artist, or you know an artist who's interested in getting some intimate instruction with these fantastic teachers, make sure they visit crypticonseattle.com/2014-makeup-classes to get all the class information. Crypticon Seattle is happening May 23rd through the 25th at the Hilton Seattle Airport and Convention Center, 17620 International Boulevard in Seattle, Washington. Go to crypticonseattle.com for more information. We have this news from the Chiller Theater Expo in Parsippany, New Jersey. Chiller Theater returns April 25th through the 27th to the Sheraton Parsippany Hotel in Parsippany, New Jersey, with 3 days of special guests from the world of entertainment, including Norman Reedus and Jon Bernthal from The Walking Dead, Chris Sarandon, Lori Petty, Katie Sagal, PJ Souls, Shirley Jones, the legendary Abe Vigoda, and the cool ghoul Zachary. For tickets and much, much more, visit www.chillertheater.com. We have this update from the National Haunters Convention. The National Halloween Horror Haunted House and Hearst Convention, happening May 2nd through the 4th, 2014, at the Greater Philadelphia Expo Center, has officially sold out the vendor show floor. Thank you to the 2014 vendors for making this a sold-out floor. All table locations have been gone for weeks. All light main show floor areas are gone as well. There is still some potential booth space in the pitch black area, subject to approval. If you're still wanting to be part of this incredible year, please email rob@nationalhauntersconvention.com to get on the waiting list of cancellations. They can't wait to see you there. We have this news from RavenCon. Science Fiction and Fantasy return to Richmond, Virginia on April 25th through the 27th with RavenCon 2014, a weekend celebrating the genres of science fiction, fantasy, and horror. And as they're playing the Edgar Allan Poe angle, they're mystery-friendly too. Join their guests for panel discussions and workshops that can only happen at RavenCon. Workshops, a gaming room open 24/3, and an expanding list of guests, charity auction, masquerade, live bands, and entertainment. Lots of great stuff in the dealer's room, a con suite, and spontaneous laughter and general merriment can all be found there. For more information, including guest lists, schedules, and more, visit RavenCon.com. We have this news on a film about The Toxic Avenger. Toxic Tutu is a mockumentary feature film that chronicles the emergence of actor Mark Torgel, who starred as Melvin the Mop Boy in the legendary cult film classic The Toxic Avenger. After a 30-year absence as the superhero and star of this trauma classic, a dark truth unfolds on camera as Mark embarks upon a year-long journey into the monster convention circuit. In Toxic Tutu, you will discover secrets about occurrences that took place on the set of the original movie and how this changed Mark's life forever. The film also honors trauma fans and strays into themes such as sexual exploitation, being different, and gratuitous violence, making certain to avoid boring, politically correct rhetoric about these themes. However, in order to finish the project, they are looking for a bit of help and have started an Indiegogo.com page to help them with the last few dollars to finish the film. If you can't contribute financially, but you would still like to support the campaign, you can help get this film made by spreading the word to your friends, family members, and everyone you're in contact with. Share their campaign on Twitter, Facebook, message boards, and any other social media outlets you use. Every bit helps. They also invite you to submit your bloody, gory, bone-crushing, bully-handling ideas to melvin@toxictutu.com. The best part is, if you help out in any way, Mark says he will love you long time. For more information on Toxic Tutu and how you can help, visit www.indiegogo.com/projects/toxic-tutu. We have this news on a new series from the Sci-Fi Network. The Sci-Fi Network has given a series order to Z Nation, an action horror series set in the aftermath of a zombie apocalypse. So says Variety magazine. The 13-episode series, produced by The Asylum, the company behind the movie Sharknado, is set 3 years after a zombie virus has gutted the country. It follows a team of everyday heroes tasked with taking the only known survivor of the plague from New York to California, where the last functioning viral lab waits for his blood. But things aren't as easy as they seem. Although the antibodies the survivor carries are the world's last and best hope for a vaccine, he also hides a dark secret that threatens them all. Z Nation will take viewers where no zombie has gone before. The show adds a sense of hope to the horror of the apocalypse. Our everyday heroes take the fight to the zombies. It'll be an epic journey unlike anything you've ever seen before. Z Nation is a unique new journey into the long-established zombie genre, says Chris Regina, Sci-Fi's SVP of programming. Instead of existential despair, the series offers hope that somehow, some way, humanity will not only survive, but triumph. In producing their first ever weekly series, our longtime partners, The Asylum, have created a different way of telling an iconic story. Z Nation will premiere this fall on the Sci-Fi Network. We have this news on the Zombie Prom in Chicago. The 2014 Zombie Prom Chicago will take place on June 20th, 2014 at the Bottom Lounge in Chicago, featuring the wedding band, a zombie DJ, zombie makeovers, food, booze, and more undead revelry than you can shake a femur at. Tickets are now on sale. You must be 21 years of age or older, and zombie attire is required. Zombie makeovers are available on site, and you can get all the details at their website, www.zombiepromchicago.com. We have this news from DGB Graphics, announcing the April Design Special. For the entire month of April, DBG Graphics will be offering a 33% discount on any haunt or horror-related designs for businesses needing some kick and twisted promo material. It's never too early to start your marketing for 2014. They're now offering printing services for business cards, postcards, and posters as well. The discounted rate does not pertain to printing costs, just the design work. If you have any questions, please email dbggraphics@sbcglobal.net. That's dbggraphics@sbcglobal.net. We have this from the April Ghouls Drive-In Monsterama in Vandergrift, Pennsylvania. Now in its 8th annual year, it's the ultimate trip back in time to the grand old days of drive-in cinema with a special April event. Due to popular demand and the fact that once a year just isn't enough, we present a spring weekend entitled April Ghouls Drive-In Monsterama in addition to the annual Drive-In Super Monsterama. Like the September event, this event consists of two nights of classic horror and monster 35mm screenings presented at an authentic, hospitable drive-in movie theater. Like in September, there will be two big shows on two consecutive nights, which will start at dusk and go on until really late into the night. We encourage drive-in movie fanatics from all parts of the country to come out and experience something you'll never forget. What could be better than a weekend getaway topped off with two nights of classic monster movies on the big outdoor screen? On Friday, April 25th, the features will be The Town That Dreaded Sundown, the original Carrie, Suspiria, and the original The Hills Have Eyes. On Saturday, April 26th, the features will be the original Halloween, The Beast Within, Phantasm, and Children Shouldn't Play with Dead Things. For more information, head over to their website, www.riversidedrivein.com or www.dvddrivein.com/aprilghoulsmonsterama14.htm. We have this update from Slaughterhouse Studios. Slaughterhouse Studios would like to let you know that if you ordered a brick on a stick or a brick fist at Transworld, they're almost at the final assembly stage, then the paint stage, and then they'll be shipped to you. If you'd like to see more props from Slaughterhouse Studios, visit www.slaughterprops.com. We have this news from the show Bates Motel. A&E Network has picked up a third season of the critically acclaimed original series, Bates Motel. Executive Vice President and General Manager of the A&E Network, David McKillop, says, "The incredible writing team and talented Bates Motel cast has made this series one of the most compelling original dramas on television. The brilliant twists and turns of the past two seasons keep its loyal fan base coming back for more. We are so proud of the show." Season 2 premiered on March 3rd with 4.6 million total viewers and delivered 2.6 million adults ages 18 to 49 and 2.2 million adults ages 25 to 54. Bates Motel continues to be A&E's number one drama series of all time among adults 18 to 49. Season 3 of Bates Motel will begin production this fall on 10 episodes. Bates Motel is a contemporary prequel to the genre-defining film Psycho and gives viewers an intimate portrayal of how Norman Bates' psyche unravels through his teenage years. The series stars Vera Farmiga in her Emmy-nominated role as Norma Bates and Freddie Highmore as Norman. New episodes of Season 2 of Bates Motel currently air every Monday at 10 p.m. Eastern Time. And finally, we have this news from Days of the Dead, Indianapolis. It is with great pleasure that we announce the addition of actress Nancy Allen to the guest roster for Days of the Dead, Indianapolis, June 27th through the 29th at the Wyndham, Indianapolis West. A Golden Globe nominee with a long and varied resume in television and film, Nancy Allen has maintained an impressive genre-spanning career over the past 40-plus years. Perhaps best known for her role in Brian De Palma's Carrie, as well as her recurring starring role in the RoboCop franchise, Allen has also appeared in such films as Poltergeist 3, Dressed to Kill, Blowout, Strange Invaders, and Children of the Corn 666 Isaac's Return. Vendor spaces and tickets for Days of the Dead Indianapolis are on sale now at daysofthedead.net/Indianapolis.
Do you need fog or snow for your haunted attraction or theatrical event? Are you looking for that perfect haze effect? How about scents to give your haunt that extra realism? If you answered yes to any of these, then you need to head over to froggiesfog.com and check out their line of world-famous frog juice, haze juice, artificial snow, and bubble juice. Whether you're a home haunter buying a gallon a year or a major theme park buying 25,000 gallons a year, you can be certain that your satisfaction is their highest priority. They have everything you need when it comes to the highest quality fog and haze fluids. If you're looking for that perfect low-lying stage fog, the longest-lasting water-based fog, the right haze juice for your machine, a bubble juice that outperforms the rest, or a snow juice that evaporates after floating 30 feet, Froggy's Fog has that and so much more. Froggy's Fog also has scent additives that are compatible with any water-based fog, haze, snow, and bubble fluid. For more information, visit froggiesfog.com. That's froggiesfog.com.
Hey, this is Tater. Come buy your fog from me, because if you don't, I'll be homeless.
Tonight's interview is with Charles Terry of hauntersdigest.com and was recorded on April the 8th, 2014.
And ladies and gentlemen, for the big scary news interview for the evening, we have a special treat for you. We have none other than Charles Terry. If you're not familiar with that name, you might be familiar with his website, hauntersdigest.com, also hauntapps.com. Charles has just basically relaunched hauntersdigest.com, taking it in kind of a little bit of a different direction, and we have some special news regarding that. Charles, are you there?
I am here. How are you doing?
I am excellent. Great to talk to you again. Tell us a little bit about the relaunch of hauntersdigest.com. What caused you to do that, and what's going on, and what's all the cool new stuff you got going?
Well, as you know, Haunters Digest has always been a popular destination for a lot of the haunters in the industry to get some news, get tutorials for their build projects, and then also, you know, finding out what's going on in the industry with our videos and our photos. And we started working with Haunters Digest we launched in 2010, and over the past, has it been 4 years already?
Almost 4 years.
Yeah, I mean, it's been a ride. We've always listened to our readers and trying to see what they liked and what they didn't like and what services they wanted. Part of the reason we launched our vendor reviews that we have inside Haunters Digest, where people can look up the different vendors from the haunt industry. If they're looking for a prop vendor or they're looking for a costume designer, they can go into our supply directory, find a vendor, and then also see the ratings of that vendor. So it's been a valuable resource for haunters to know who to do business with and who's really of quality out there. And it's services like that that we added because those are what our readers wanted.
Do you edit those reviews in any way? If one of them happens to be a friend of yours and someone posts a review, hey, this sucks, you know, do you leave them unedited, or do you edit them for content?
Absolutely not. We leave those completely as the user posts them. So, and we have no editorial control over those. unless it's something that's just completely trolling or, you know, obviously, you know, you work on the internet, you get a lot of comments that are that could be considered inappropriate for a variety of reasons.
Okay.
But the only times we remove a comment is if it's obviously a spam comment or some kind of trolling comment. But if it's a valid customer complaint, we do not remove it. We believe that vendors should be graded by their customers, whether it be good or bad. That's why we have the five-star review and let people actually grade vendors on how they perform. And luckily, we have found that the majority of vendors in the Honda industry are excellent vendors, and
nice.
They are worth doing business with.
Do the vendors get a notification when a review is posted?
They don't get a notification, but we do have a lot of vendors that check their profiles. We have some that check them weekly, some check them daily. We actually have badges that people can, or the vendor can put on the front page of their website, that when a customer visits them, they see a badge that says, hey, rate us on Honor's Digest, or check out our ratings on Honor's Digest. And people just click that, and it takes them straight to the profile. For instance, we have what we call the five-star vendors, and those are vendors that have top marks and service and quality rated by their customers. For instance, Chad Savage from Sinister Visions, he's a five-star vendor, and I think he has over, several hundred comments on his profile of people that really recommend his service. And it's a great way for people to be able to judge a vendor and see what other people are saying, good or bad, and be able to figure out if they want to do business with them. And that's a service that we created because a lot of people in the Honda industry were, you know, there was an issue a few years ago with, you know, the fly-by-night vendors who appear and disappear very quickly, and
sure.
they sometimes leave a bad mark in the industry because they didn't deliver a product or a service they promised. This was our way of trying to address that issue and giving people an opportunity to check out vendors before they do business with them. And we integrated this service into our website so people can visit the website at any time. And then we also have, you know, our mobile apps available on the iPad and iPhone. And we have people using the apps during conventions. We see a lot of traffic around that time. And people are literally walking on the show floor with our app, being able to access the vendor reviews right then and there. So if they're standing in front of XYZ, you know, company's booth, they can see the rating of that company and be able to know that, hey, maybe I should do business with this guy, or maybe I should walk next door to another booth and do business with them. And that's been because that's what our readers wanted, and that's what we designed for them. So Honor's Digest was actually, because we value our readers' opinion so much, we actually redesigned and relaunched the website recently, and it has an entirely new look. It's been completely done from top to bottom to make it as easy to use as possible. We've replaced a lot of links with icons that people can quickly see and know immediately what it's for and be able to, you know, bring up the information that they want. We've redone our mobile apps to match the website aesthetics, but also we redesigned them from top to bottom based on the user inputs and finding out how people were interacting with the apps. And again, making it as easy and quickly easy for them to use and quickly as possible for them to find the information that they want. So we welcome everybody to visit huntersdigest.com, check out the new site. We have the vendor reviews. We have the Hunter Supply Directory. We have a tutorial section that we're actually – we've spent the past 2 days adding new tutorials into. That was the next area people were saying they wanted to see more content into. Help with building props or building pneumatics, animatronics, electrical, pretty much anything that a Honor goes through, whether it's makeup techniques or lighting design, set construction. We're adding a lot of new tutorials from great people like Alan Hobbs, who has his famous YouTube Wednesday videos. Trying to integrate all his videos into the tutorial section. So if you're sitting, you know, in your workshop and you're trying to find a prop tutorial and say, hey, you know, I'm trying to build this prop, let me see if I can find it in the tutorials, found it, and now I can either read the tutorial where it's from on the internet, or I can actually watch the video from directly inside the app. So we're bringing the best content from all over the haunt industry into one central place so everybody can quickly find it and utilize it for their own project.
I'm also seeing that you have forums and chat up.
That is another big thing that we launched, and that was a huge thing for us and for a lot of readers. You know, the problem that, as we kind of see it, is you have Facebook, you have Google+, you have Twitter, you have just all these different places online that people are going, LinkedIn forums. I mean, right. it's basically like shotgun scattershot. And the problem that we found it creates is you have all these different haunter groups spread all over the internet having all these different conversations, and it's kind of everybody's being trapped in a little social bubble of their own. And we found there was no real social center place that everybody could go to. Some people just don't like Facebook because, you know, they like the privacy policies of Facebook, or they don't like getting hit with the advertisements. A lot of people are on Google Plus because some consider it more of a tech savvy kind of place, and not a lot of tech people go, you know, to Google Plus that are not tech related. I mean, we kind of said what we want to do is set up a new centralized forum that everybody could easily and quickly access. And again, we have our mobile app and we have our website. Some people visit the website, some people, you know, use the mobile apps. But we've integrated the forums and our chat rooms into both services. So whether you prefer one or the other, all you do is either click of a button or a touch of a finger and you're on our forums. And now we are bringing the conversation to one place that everybody can converse at. Yeah. And we've integrated Facebook and Twitter into the forums. So it only takes a few seconds to create an account, and you can instantly be starting discussions of your own or chatting with other haunters in the industry.
Is the accounts free to set up, or do you have to get on some kind of mailing list or something like that?
No, everything is absolutely – Haunters Digest will always 100% be free for our readers. I am very big about making Haunters Digest a central area that everybody can find the information and resources that they need, and we will never, ever charge for that. Our forums are free. The chat service is free. Basically, our apps are free for download from the App Store. All you have to do is just download the mobile app or visit our website, and then just click create an account on the forums. We have Facebook and Twitter authorization integrated into it. So if you already have a Twitter account or you already have a Facebook account, you can just click connect via Facebook, and bam, you're in the forums. If you don't have either one of those, you can just sign up the good old-fashioned way of create an account, choose a username, choose a password, and then hit create account. And once we verify that you are a living, breathing person and not an advertising bot, we give you access to the forums. And that takes literally a few minutes after you verify your email.
Sure. Tell me about the news you've got on the site. Looks like you've redone a little bit of that as well.
The news section is also another big thing with our readers. Everybody obviously wants to know what's going on with the industry. For instance, we just got through Transworld, and we have taken a special approach to the news and to our features, which is the number one reason that we redesigned the website. So the Haunters Digest website has been totally redesigned for what we call the magazine format. We run a lot of featured content now. For instance, we are going out to haunted attractions. We did a feature for the Dent Schoolhouse where we do some sit-down interviews. You know that we've done some videos in the past with haunt tours and the haunt brief through HauntersDigest.tv. And we're starting to integrate a lot of that video content now into featured articles about haunted attractions or special events that are going on in the industry. And we're embracing a lot of new technology. One of the really cool things that we have is what we call the 360 spheres that allow us to go into a haunted attraction or onto a trade show floor, and we take a 360 panoramic of the booth or a special room inside of a haunted attraction, and we put it on the website and in the mobile app, and it actually allows you to look around the room like you were literally standing there.
I've seen the one from Transworld, and that is amazing. I love it.
Yeah. We love this technology because it allows us to literally immerse you, as we say, into the article. Whether we're at the Dent Schoolhouse or we're at Transworld, you know, everybody posts up photos of a booth or of a product. We literally wanted to say, if you weren't able to make it to Transworld, we're bringing you the next best thing, where we're bringing you video content, we're bringing you a written description of what went on during the event, and then we're bringing you the 360 sphericals. So if we have a booth from a vendor that's just full of great props or great products, we can literally put you in there and you can spin around it and see what it was like, why they were there. And we've had a huge response from it. It's been a feature that people have really, really taken to. We've noticed a couple of haunts that have actually seemed to have gone out and gotten the same tech week that we were using and are using it to feature on their own haunted attractions. So I think we kind of started something, and I'm looking forward to seeing a lot of other haunters take advantage of the tech and using it in their own attractions. But this is sort of the thing that we'll be featuring on our website. And it, when you're looking at it in the mobile app, it's really cool because when you read the article and you actually load up the sphere, you move your iPad or your iPhone around, and it's like looking through a periscope. You can actually, like, look around the room like you're there, and you're viewing into some kind of other world or something. It's really incredible.
Very nice. Regarding the news, I understand we have a little bit of breaking news between Haunter's Digest and the Big Scary News.
Yes, we do. We are always looking for great partners in the haunt industry to work with, and you guys are definitely one of those people. So we actually are proud to say that we have agreed to a partnership where we're going to be featuring news articles and news content from Big Scary News right on the front page of Haunter's Digest.
If you have been on Haunter's Digest within the last week or two, you may have noticed a certain one or two members of the Big Scary Show, one from the Big Scary News, who have submitted stories. So, you know, if you see one, then don't laugh at the fact that I'm wearing a fez in my profile pic. But
fezzes,
that's okay.
Cool.
Fezzes are very cool.
And so, it's not just the doctor who says it, I say.
Of course not. So says Charles Terry, thus it is so. So for people who are interested, who have been very intrigued at all this, and definitely want to get more information about Haunter's Digest, the haunt apps, the news, the forums, this cool 360-degree technology, I know that you will have a booth at the Midwest Haunters Convention, so people can see that live and talk to you about it personally. But where else can people see all this stuff?
Well, like I said, we're going to have a booth at Midwest Haunters Convention, so we welcome everybody to come by and talk to us and tell us what they think about the service and the new relaunch. You can visit us on hauntersdigest.com on any computer. You can download Haunters Digest. H-Digest is the app name from the iTunes or the Apple App Store, and that's a free app. And you can post on our forums. We actually also have a chat room that is accessible. You just have to join the forums and then click on chat inside the mobile app or on the website. And you can chat with anybody that's in the room at the times. And we're occasionally organizing a chat session so everybody can get together like on the weekends or in the middle of the week, and we just talk, you know, what's going on in the haunt industry. So definitely you can find us. It's literally hard not to find us. But we're trying to make it as easy as possible, yes.
Absolutely. HauntersDigest.com. Charles Terry, I want to thank you for taking the time to come and speak to the Big Scary News. I welcome the partnership between the Big Scary News and Haunters Digest. I'm sure this will be beneficial to both parties, so we'll certainly have lots and lots of content to send to you, have you post a lot of it, and of course, anytime you have news, send it to either Haunters Digest or the Big Scary News so we can reach the maximum number of beneficiaries who listen to this. Charles, thank you again for taking the time to speak to us here on the Big Scary News.
Thank you very much, Drew. It's always great talking to you guys.
We'd like to thank Prelude to a Nightmare and the CD Dark Ride for providing the music for this episode. Well, that's going to wrap it up for this episode of the Big Scary News. We wish to thank Froggy's Fog for being our title sponsor. www.froggiesfog.com. Remember to listen to the current Big Scary Show for even more news and information, including the Haunt Minute, Face Your Fears, great music from the Haunt Rocker, and the soon-to-be-famous Roundtable of Terror. Get all that and more only at BigScaryShow.com. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, and others. This is Drew Badger signing off for the Big Scary News.